Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I kind of feel funny, man, because I got this shit working right. I got everything working right. And it's just funny, man. All this shit I was going through was really my fault. Hey, I can't help it. Listen. What we gonna talk about today is no telling what you brothers would do today faced with the kind of shit I'm gonna talk about. If you motherfuckers dudes, if you dudes would actually make these women that you meet match or live up to some standards that you've established, or at least get you some standards established, and instead of being one of these Tupperware Rubbermaid motherfuckers that's bending and twisting all kind of ways just to do the shit this woman wants you to do to have, you know. A lot of people hear what I be saying, and they want to reduce it to I don't like women, because I say bitches, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, the very bitch that don't like me saying the word bitch, she used the word bitch all the time when she referring to motherfucking women. But when I use it, oh, no, I ain't no bitch. Ooh, yes, you are, motherfucker. If you act like a bitch to me, you're going to be called a bitch. And I don't give a fuck. Call your son, call whoever the fuck, and have him come handle me. Because what I'm saying is you're a motherfucking bitch if you act like a goddamn bitch. Now, how does a bitch act? Well, a bitch dick is big as yours. A bitch motherfucker's attitude can match yours, and she gonna overrun you if you let her. A bitch is one of these motherfuckers running around talking about they a queen. Well, why the fuck are you a queen? Because queens have duties. I take care of my kids, and I pay my bill, blah, blah, blah. Well, shit, shouldn't we all be kings? Because I sure pay my bills. I take care of my kids. This is a double standard. It's a pure bullshit world. And if you don't understand it, you better understand it. We live in an oxymoron world. Up is down, left is right, good is bad. Once you understand that, and once you see your life is actually being lived as that, all you would have to do is accept the truth. Because we live in the oxymoron world. Okay, we can fucking go into it a little bit further, but what I'm saying is this. You all say you have standards and principles, but nobody can violate your standards of principles. Not a woman, no female. She can't violate it. Well, if you say you're not going to take or deal with a disrespectful woman and she just disrespects the hell out of you right in front of your friends, all you're going to do is explain it away and make it easier for you to accept being disrespected instead of saying you will not be disrespected. And don't. It's the same chance, you know, when these sucker-ass motherfuckers call themselves pimping, and they want to send a girl on the damn internet or however they're doing it. It's the same thing as if, you know, it was me with the broad out here on the track. Because we taking the same chance. They got internet goddamn police. just like they got track police. See, you suckers never think of this shit. See, when you send laws out there to do stuff, there's an array of men out there receptive to what they're doing. And within that array of men, there's a sub-array of men that's laying dead to take care of a motherfucking bitch. All they want to do is get her an apartment in the car and let her live her life the way she wants, as long as he can come over and tack that ass. It's a lot of motherfuckers like that. So what they're doing is just waiting to find a hole to take care of. And all you motherfuckers are simply lucky. Because if that shit happened, you would be minus one. Bitch, MIA. Missing in action. Because none of you stand on the principle of having a hoe. And in reality, I'm talking about having a woman. I went off on some little pimp shit, but sometimes I go off on a tangent. That pimp shit was a tangent, but it was the same thing I'm really talking about. You don't fucking have any principles. If you had a principle, if you had principles that you stood up to and lived up to, as far as dealing with women, not being a pimp, just dealing with women, instead of them dealing with you, you would have more control of your life. So, you believe in this game that we talk about, not pimp game, just this game about having women. At least that's what your mouth say. I'll tell you something I figured out. And maybe it'll help you motherfuckers. I don't fucking know. If you in, the game, and you depend on getting most of your information from people you interact with on the internet, first, let me say something. Game is to be sold, not told. That means something. And what I'm going to go through right now is going to tell you exactly what it means. But I'll be damned. I give the first motherfucker to call in that know what I'm saying, you got access to my full library of books with no charge. Because what I'm saying is you interact with motherfuckers. Even if the shit that they say has some sense, makes some sense, it's not going to help you. And I'll explain, to you why it's not going to help you. When something happens to you in the game, something you never encountered, something that fucks you up, You accept that it's for a reason. Even though you don't consciously say that, you accept that this is for a reason. And yes, the reason is so you can learn something that you didn't know prior to having this problem. Now, let's say you in Indiana and you one of these goddamn social media motherfuckers. And you post something about the dilemma you have, and let's say you post it on Facebook or whatever. Now, you're going to get several responses because you know you got a lot of Facebook pimps. You got a lot of motherfucking pretenders. And you got a lot of coaches. And just everybody know everything now because, of course, in the 21st century, nothing is shit. But let's say you're in Indiana. And you made this post, and you got several responses. You won't get the game that it meant for you, even if there was game in the responses you got. The reason you won't get it is because you didn't motherfucking stay out in the streets to get it, or with a street mentality to get it. Getting it from the internet is no different than thinking you're going to get it from a book. I wonder what this motherfucker calling me right now. Hello? Oh, bitch. What the fuck? Everybody calling every phone but the right one. I ain't answering that one. That's too far away. But you ain't going to get the game that was meant for you. See, getting it from the internet is no different than getting it from thinking you're going to get it from reading a book. You know, in both instances, all you've done is some rote learning. And all you're doing in rote learning is reading, in this case. The game, not pimp game, game, the knowledge to use what you know to do what you do. Game is designed to be had by those who go through what it takes to get it. You know, you can't be a Michael Jordan without going through what he went through to become Michael Jordan. See, all you guys want to be Michael Jordan because you put his shoes on. That's not going to get you to be Michael Jordan. You got to do more than buy his shoes. And my point is, if you doggone trying to take a shortcut, that means you don't realize that there are no shortcuts to becoming the monster you want to become. Motherfuckers saying are really the true haters. I can't help it. I'm sorry for saying it. But you young motherfuckers today are the real haters. You want to take what's established, but you want to change everything about it that made it work, that made it last, that made it endure through all kinds of changes and fads and years and everything. Otherwise, baseball. What do you think will happen to baseball if the players start tackling each other? I'm saying, what would happen to football if the motherfuckers, you know, start being off sides because they think they can lead? My thing is, anything of any value has to remain the way it began, although it does influence with time. It does make changes over time. But the basics of it does not change. So you want to say the guys like me that believe what I just said, we're hating on you youngsters because you youngsters are doing what you're doing like you're doing it. And then think it's the way to do it. But, youngster, let me ask you this. How many of you got, you know, more than two hoes? How many of you driving brand new? How many of you have apartments for those hoes to work out of? I mean, how many of you take them bitches to enjoy the lavish life that you have instead of taking them to McDonald's and letting them go get a Happy Meal? What I'm saying is there's things that brought value to the game for both parties, the hoe and the pimp, the alpha male and his woman. So what I'm really trying to get you to understand is that I'm not a hater. I've been accused of that many times. And I remember when, you know, we was in the streets and a nigga we knew, you know, came up on the business, if that's the case, and he left the game, especially if that business was somehow related to entertainment, you know, like a restaurant or a club or something like that. We supported his motherfucking ass. Two folks, what's up, man?
Or a club or something like that.
202, can you hear me? What's up?
What's going on, bud? Dave Bryan here.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Everything is good, brother. Just wanted to answer your question about game being sold and not told.
Come on.
You got to sell the game because unless someone invests their money in knowledge, they won't use it correctly.
Well, I mean, that's kind of right. But that's not the answer to that. Bro, game
okay.
is to be sold and not told. Listen, do you know what that means? It means unless you getting paid, you ain't got no business telling no motherfucker about this shit because it ain't fun. Period.
Got you. Got you.
That's what I'm saying about this game, man. You know, if you're getting paid to spit it, then you know, the value in spitting it can be absorbed by who's getting it.
Okay.
But if a motherfucker ain't being paid, see, it's one thing you guys got to understand about me. Think about it. I've been doing it a hella years. And it's obvious I'm getting paid from talking the shit I talk. Although that's not really what I'm getting paid for. I'm getting paid for my course, my school. But in reality, what's selling it is the shit that I talk. The shit that can't nobody catch me in. This, everybody got to bow down to when they bring any motherfucking thing up trying to, you know, be negative on me because they lying or they just thinking. Because I'm in everybody's face and they see everything about me. And that, you know, gives me solace when I, you know, tell a motherfucker to fuck itself. And I don't give a fuck what a motherfucker thinks. Because I know what's really going on in my life. I'm living it. My life is being paid for by my mouthpiece.
Absolutely.
You understand what I just brought to you, though, bro?
I do. I do. You have credibility in the game because you are out there busting your butt getting paid from the game. So you have the knowledge and the wisdom to be able to share it with us.
Hey, check this out. You know, people want to know what game is. In reality, whatever you do, if you stay within the boundaries of it, you may stretch it. You may try to, you know, do something nobody else did, but you're still within the boundaries. See, that's real game. But game is really an idea. It's not something physical. Game is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That combination in your life makes you have game. Knowledge,
okay.
Knowledge is the sum total of what you know about whatever the fuck you're doing. You could be robbing. You could be stealing. You could be selling dope. You could be pimping hoes. You could be a con man. Whatever it is, the full knowledge of what you know. That's knowledge. Wisdom is using explicitly what you know only to maneuver in your life. You have learned, you understood every motherfucking thing about your life to the extent that it's a natural occurring event and you don't really have to think about shit you do. Now, understanding is how easily you can let someone else learn what the fuck you know. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Those three things go together, and when you got them right, your wisdom is going to tell you what to do, because your knowledge of what to do has been tempered and esteemed and aged, and it's become wisdom. And then once you become this wise person, people are going to be speaking to you. So then the way you let them understand where you're coming from is understanding, not your understanding, but allowing people to have an understanding of what you did. Do that make sense to you?
It does.
All right, bro, man. You got anything else?
Nah, brother. Appreciate your wisdom.
All right, bro. Be cool, man. I appreciate you. See, we supported the motherfucker that called himself doing so good that he could lead a game. We weren't mad at him. We didn't call him a turncoat or try to make him feel less because he left the game or was leaving the game. Especially if that nigga had a bunch of hoes. We ain't finna be mad at that nigga, because I know them hoes ain't finna be no waitresses. We finna get that nigga's crew. We pimps and scavengers too. We was glad to support that motherfucker to keep his ass at his restaurant or his club. Make sure that he don't bring his ass out there and get in our motherfucking way. I'm really serious. I mean, I'm kind of joking there, but I'm really serious. Just because that motherfucker charged us to eat his restaurant or to come in his club, there's no reason to think that he was trying to pimp on us. And we wasn't fucking that insecure. I mean, to think that some motherfucker like me would say, man, I ain't paying to come in there, man. Shit, you ain't going to pimp on me. To think that motherfuckers would even think that kind of shit, this just does something to me. But you do. Rosebud, I ain't buying that damn shit. You know, you ain't going to pimp on me. You quit pimping on bitches so you can pimp on dudes. All right, man. Because I ain't trying to bring no sense to a nigga to say some shit like that. If that's what you think, that's what time it is, period. Because it just disgusts me to be involved in a conversation where motherfuckers are mad at me for shit that if they was real pimps, they would be glad to see me doing something long as I wasn't begging from them. Because that's a pimp that's own biggest problem. You know, people that knew him as he was coming up, and they went on drugs, blah, 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 did whatever. You know, then now you on cool. All them motherfuckers start remembering, bud, you remember we used to hang out with it? Yeah, man, I remember. Was you ain't getting the motherfucking thing for me. I ain't helping you be the motherfucking bummer. Shit. See, we wouldn't have to spend one red cent in this nigga's club or restaurant if we didn't want to. So what I'm saying is no one has to spend a goddamn dime with me if they don't want to. But they would rather call me a game hater because I don't support the bullshit they do is calling themselves men. Shit. I've never known an era of men where there was so many one girlfriend having motherfuckers at one time as this. You know, I hear you motherfuckers call yourself pimps roasting each other about some pimp shit. In the next second, you're screaming how much of a pimp you are, and when you put all your business out and you're showing you ain't got no game. But now you're a real big pimp, see? Real men respect a man, you know, leaving the arena and retiring from what he was doing. And he don't beg for no motherfuckers to stay down. Shoot, we respect that. That's just how we supposed to roll. Now, have you heard the saying, many are called, but very few are chosen? Do any of you motherfuckers know what that kind of shit means? God damn. In our lifestyle, we got to understand that people, all kinds of people, be want to put their two cents in. But what the people that's trying to put the two cents in don't understand is the herd mentality that humans have. Now that means just as herds of bison or cattle or sheep or horses, humans flock to whatever they see someone else do. Okay, believe it or not. It's up to you. Well, let me give you an example. You got a couple thousand bison grazing. And they're grazing because they're at the point in their migration that all they need to do is cross this waterway. But this waterway is full of hungry alligators. The bison don't stop and sound an alarm and say, hey, there's alligators in the water. The one in the front that's seen the alligators, he stopped. And the rest of the motherfuckers stopped. But it's so many of these motherfuckers, by the time they stop and in the back, they pushing the ones that's already stopped. And they keep trying to stop and pushing and pushing. Now the motherfuckers in the front is right on the edge. And they have to decide that they want to get across. Now, the herd mentality is this. Each one of them motherfuckers know the alligators in there, so they didn't jump in the water initially. But one gets pushed in. Motherfucker starts swimming. And the motherfucker damn near halfway cross. And that, you would think the alligators would chase it. But no, the alligator's smart too. They know they gonna wait. Because once this motherfucker in the front get damn near three quarters of the way, the rest of them motherfuckers gonna start jumping in. And that's when the alligators have a feast. Hey, 408, I see you, baby. What's happening?
Hey, what's up?
Everything good, brother. What's your question?
Oh, man, I was just trying to get a flow going here. I was trying to figure out where you're going so I could jump in, but I'm having trouble with hearing you a little bit.
Okay, what do you want to jump in? What, talking about the bison?
What, talking about what?
The herd mentality?
Oh, the herd mentality. Yeah, well, people should be careful what they listen to and how they listen, and they wouldn't be so in trouble with themselves.
Well, that's true, man, but the herd mentality is a little different than that.
What do you think
Well, the herd mentality, I've already spoken just now, but I'll tell you right quick. The herd mentality is like, you ever heard the saying, monkey see, monkey do?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
So the herd mentality is, if we all are traveling in one direction, and the leader of the herd decide to make a right turn, and it's like 4,000 of us, the motherfucker in the back didn't see the leader make the turn. He just going to follow the herd because the herd is turning. You understand? Each one behind the motherfucker in the front turns like he see, and they end up, you know, turning. That's the same way a spoon of fish. What?
How come you can't be your own motherfucker, man?
Hey, bro, that's the $1 million question. But the answer to that is motherfuckers ain't got the nuts to be their own.
Well, they weak ass motherfuckers, and I guess it ain't they motherfucking problem either, because the motherfucker, I'm sorry about that, but the people who raised them, you know, if they would have took responsibility for their
No, fuck that. It's, you know, the people that raised them did kind of lax on their job, but that motherfucker that didn't got raised and he already over 18 or whatever, he's supposed to wake up on his own. He can't be blaming his... What?
Nobody blaming nobody for nothing. They ain't no blaming nobody for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I just said it. It was about responsibility. Man, I mean, one of my partners, he just died. Well, he didn't just die. He'd been dead for a while now. But I always think about him. It's like, man, where you at? You know, he ain't here now. His name was Geronimo.
Bro, you know, what is your motherfucking point? Because I'm getting tired of talking to you because you just talking. You ain't saying shit.
I'm just going to say, man, what's important is that you stand up for yourself and do the right thing. You know what I mean? So you do what you got to do, man.
Okay, bro. I believe that. I'll go with that. Good shit.
That's cool.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah, we cool with that. Yeah.
Okay. See, the thing about me, I ain't trying to just talk. I don't want to just shoot the shit. There's motherfuckers out there listening to me that have problems. And some of the problems, I mean, excuse me, and some of them have the same problem that your motherfucking ass probably going to be talking about. So you bring up your problem, and I spit whatever to you, and we, you know, chop it up. Not only am I helping you, I'm helping a gang of other motherfuckers out there that's listening. But when you get to talking shit like this motherfucker was talking, you just exchanging ideas. That's your fucking idea and this is my idea. So I don't want to do that. Fuck that. I don't want to talk to a motherfucker that just believe me. If you don't believe me, have something to say. I ain't scared. See, to me, as far as what I was talking about, is these bison or cattle or whatever, all they got to do, because... You know, in the Serengeti migration, depending on the wet season, we're going to be in this part of the Serengeti. But when it comes summertime or woo-woo, we're going to be in this part of the Serengeti. So what I'm saying is the herd, is they know what they want to do from instinct. So they got to cross this waterway. They know that one motherfucker is going to be first. And they be waiting for him because they be thinking, shit, them alligators going to get after that motherfucker. And when they chase him, you know, we good. But that's not really how it happens. What happens is they getting pushed from the back. And motherfuckers in the front, they done already seen this first one go. So instead of falling in, they getting pushed, but they end up jumping in at the last moment. And it looks like they're leaping in. And the rest of the motherfuckers say, oh, it's cold. And they just leap in. See, it's 2,000 of them. 40 of them motherfuckers ain't going to make it across. But that 2,000 that's going across, they don't know which 40 it is, and they don't really... You know, count how many gone. They just know they got a cross. That's the herd mentality. Every single one of them motherfuckers are scared of being eaten by alligators, but that mentality don't make them look for a different route. It just makes them jump in. I'm a bison, and I get to the crossing first. Or among the first. Now, we all know it's very dangerous, so we graze, you know, while thinking about what we gonna do. And when the rest of the herd catch up to us, since they running and shit, they end up bumping into motherfuckers, pushing people that was already in the front closer to the edge, and they motherfucking just do what they see the herd doing, just graze and keep getting pushed. Now, I didn't graze enough. and I'm ready to take my chances. So I get to the edge, and I'm getting ready to dive in. But there's a sudden push, and goddamn it, I fall in. Fuck, since I'm in there, I start swimming across. Now the rest of them motherfuckers see me, and they damn near, they see me damn near to the other side, so they say, shit, it must be cool. And they dive in. And before you know it, the herd, the whole herd, is in the motherfucking river, going across. So when they get across, they're going to be minus a gang of them motherfuckers that got in. See, leaders are chosen by the path they take to lead. In order to reside among the chosen, shouldn't you need to prove your motherfucking self by enduring, by taking the chance to motherfucking cross that river if that's the case, to show it can be done? Now, I've heard, you know, some of the silliest shit. Sometimes it's about personal friends. You know, I don't repeat their names. I don't repeat who said it. But the sources in some of them be cool. So I be kind of believing it. But that don't mean what I'm kind of believing I'm finna take and put it on whoever the fuck was the case they were talking about. Because I know people need to think what the fuck they need to think. So what I'm saying is, why do people think they need to go out of their lane to become something? Think about this. You know, I was a nigga in the streets. And I had a particular mentality and attitude. And when I went to work, as a big old square, I had the same attitude, but of course I had to temper it down. But what I'm saying is that don't necessarily make me better than the next motherfucker, but it keeps my motherfucking jacket clean. My thing is, I left the game and I didn't do no shady shit to keep rolling. I left the game and got me a job. See, that's one of the most important things you can do when you know, out in these streets. Clean jackets are rare. And I have one. You motherfuckers need to understand. If y'all feel the streets, you just don't know what opportunity is going to come to you. Because you've lived your life in the fast lane and left with a clean jacket. You don't know what's going to come to you because you don't really realize how much you learned living the way you live. The only way you're going to realize it is when you stop living that way and then you run into difficulties living the way you're trying to live and you see using the shit you learned in the streets helps you get through it. 408, did you have another question, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, man, you're talking real talk, man. That's real talk, you know what I mean? Because when you look back at your life, you know, you got credentials. You could see shit that motherfuckers can't see.
And, well, that's where I'm coming from, bro.
Yeah, you got those abilities, bro, and I appreciate you talking, man. Thank you very much.
All right, brother, that's what's up. See, what I'm saying is most of you motherfuckers don't know how important it is to leave what you've done with a clean jacket, a clean record. You don't know how much business knowledge you get from running a crew of women, making them all happy, each one with their own worth, their own value as far as what you do to make them happy. And if you haven't established principles, boundaries, each one of them is going to grow better at being your bra, but they're going to grow better within the realm that you've allowed for them to run free. Because you got to understand, you can be my best friend, but your bras ain't going to be doing what my bras do. That's not how it works. Your bras going to be doing what you let your bras do, and my bras going to be doing what I let my bras do. And we ain't going to be twins. shit. So you got to realize that, especially you guys, you don't know how you could be a hell of, just about any one of you can be hell of an author. Because all that lying and faking that you do, that shit can turn, it can actually help you tell a hell of a story in a book. You motherfuckers, you don't want to be so cheap to the game. You know, you want to film everything with your iPhone. And then you want to talk about quality on my motherfucking shit I didn't spend 10 grand for. When quality is presented to you, it don't make you motherfucking support it. See, it's not quality you want. You just want shit for free. And not everybody wants shit for free, because plenty motherfuckers pay for what they want with me. I wear so many hats because the streets taught me to be a jack of all trades, but be sure to master one. And I've done that. I've mastered what I did and what I'm doing, because I mastered thinking. Nothing, and I do mean not a thing, will stop me from getting where I want to go. That's just not going to happen. You know, I always talk about making accomplishments. Sidewalk University is my biggest accomplishment to me. I have people from many different countries all learning the same shit, all getting the same benefit from it, because it's not about bullshit. It's about men and women. Men and a job interview. Men and this responsibility to his wife, to his family, to whatever. See, I'm an example for all of you motherfuckers to witness. If you really fucking want something, you can have it. I'm a fucking brother who will always claim to be able to do the largest goddamn thing possible. Because then why reach little? When you're in the motherfucking game, and you simply settle, you know, for what whoever you're dealing with do for you, you should be shocked. The only kind of man that succeeds in this game is a hungry man. A man who's hungrier than a timber wolf. A man who's so white, he's so hungry, he's white around the mouth like Al Jolson. The hungry man is always looking for a meal, and that meal for us is the challenge of being better than all you know. No person, friend, foe, cousin, brother, uncle, parent, any man will be given the go-ahead of me card in life. I am not gracious about my self-worth. That I won't accept any shortchange concerning any activity I do. As a man of integrity, hold on, man. As a man of integrity, we all should strive for perfection. 313, what's up, brother? Oh, he chickened out. Okay. See, as men of integrity, we should know perfection is damn near impossible, but it is possible to get. I know it's going to be a daunting task, but you can do it. We can all do it. I know I did it in my street life and in my square life as well. Shit, why dream of coming in second place? Who even do that? Life is too much. And, you know, so, fuck, what I'm saying, life is too much and so am I. That's all I can say. I have been consumed with doubt lately. And it's about this school shit I've been going through. And it's what action I should take with the direction I've gone in, which means I have not stopped thinking since I began this doubtful period. It's been about 2 months. I do that because my thing is the doubt shit first. I do that to plug all the holes in any plan I have. But I think this is going to work. I put it together. And then I start to do a dry run type situation and I see different things that can be improved on. So, I mean, you know, that's just how I process shit. Now, once I plug the holes, I still think there's something else I can do. But if I don't see it soon, I'm going to go, you know, on with what I'm doing, go further. It's the same way with my classes. I doubt whether or not they know what I'm bringing to them, which boosts my energy to teach it. And this fucking last semester just forced me to redesign a previously designed plan, which I had to use a new instructional design. Then I chose a plan for a new quality maintenance control department and changed it to a PowerPoint presentation for my class and tagged it with the label negative behavior. So what I'm saying is when they look up negative behavior, this PowerPoint presentation is going to come up and it's going to be one of the aspects. Now, I racked my brains on what I should do. Should I add audio? Should I do this? Should I do that? All weekend, I'm telling you, all weekend, I worried about this shit until last night. After having such a good time I had a good time yesterday. I decided to use a mind map and map the progress. So I hit my students with that idea and they thought it was a great idea, the mind map. The mind map shows you where you're at when you start thinking and what part of the mind your thought goes to the process, and it's just in theory. So, of course, you know, making a mind map presented its own set of problems, specifically how to save it to the computer without losing any of the connections. It took a while, but I figured it all out. And what I'm saying is, it turned out to be what the doctor ordered. Why? Because I really know where my students are, even though I didn't give myself credit for knowing where they are. I know where they are, and this mind map was where if they used it, it would do them the most benefit. So, once I figured it out, I realized none of it would have happened for me without the severe doubt that I have about what I'm doing. And I'm not saying doubt is a great thing. I'm just saying I have it. I have never claimed to not have doubt. I just think letting doubt stop me. I'm going to doubt, and it's going to make me hanky, but it ain't going to keep me from making a move. And that's what you need to get from what I'm talking about right now. So this was a short one because I got a lot to do today. Let me see what y'all talk about. And then I feel like a South African chick out the man. D to D, that's right, Jingle Man Vibes. hit the goddamn light. Don Coolio, that's what's up. South Africa, what's up, bro? I just came across you. I can't wait to go in on your content. Hey, conciliar, whatever that is. Clean jacket is gold. JR, you know it. Nutty and Young, what's up? I seem to be fighting the most everybody, friends and family. That mean you're not growing, bro. Linux Raw, you gonna fight motherfuckers that don't know where you at. What do I do with my name? Just being thrown in the mud. Constantly, everyone is like, oh, that's you again, Linux Raw. Man, you better quit fucking with them fucking suckers you fucking with. Good content, but I know you said the game is about yourself and not women. Why do so many people say game is manipulation too? Though, well, the reason game is manipulation is because people are afraid of the truth. Everything in life is a manipulation. And if you don't accept that, you won't realize how sharp you are. Otherwise, a sharp motherfucker that's talking to somebody in a business deal, and they know this business deal can go south, and they know it has its best chance of going the right way if they do this, the motherfucker with game is going to sit there and act like shit is going south, but they're going to ease this in so it looks like whoever they talking to thought of it, and they'll say it. But we already know what they gonna say because we lacing them. Man, game is a motherfucker. It's manipulation. Don't be scared of that fucking word. Motherfuckers be saying your game is manipulation. So, that's what the fuck it is. How you gonna have some game and you can't manipulate a motherfucker? Shit, come on. Washington State. Yeah, I see you, MJ. Rashetti, what's up, baby? That's one of my graduates. Al Wu, lame question. That ain't what we talk. RT, what is your position on Martin Long? RT, you heard Al Wu. Get that shit out of here. Giving up that game. Hey, payroll the dime. I give a game every time I talk, man. Every single motherfucking time I talk. I'm giving it up freely. You know why? Because I know there's a billion pieces and all you guys getting is like some crumbs. Motherfucker got to come to Sidewalk University to get this shit. You know why? Because I do active learning. And one active learning lesson can teach you a whole semester worth of shit. That's why we only be in, our semesters is 3 months. And in those 12 weeks, you got what the average motherfucker takes 4 years to learn. Why? Because we take tests, but we do way more than take tests. After we take the test, we show that we can do what was on the test physically. That's what makes you dope. Fuck remembering the answer. Fuck remembering what you've seen. What can you do right now on the spot? That's what I do. I put them on the spot. But they only fuck up maybe the first 2 weeks of it. Matter of fact, this is what's this? Somebody just keep fucking calling me. Well, I don't care. Any motherfucker, they know I'm doing this damn video. But what I'm saying is, at any rate, all I'm saying is fuck the period. I got games for you. What's the call-in number? Oh, that's right. God damn it. No wonder I ain't making you guys kill me, man. Hey. I forgot I didn't put the banner up, and I'm finna be done. This is my bad, man. I'm finna be done, man. So, shit. Man, fuck it. I don't care. I mean, it's cool. I got a lot of you motherfuckers in, so shit. Stay with me, man. Get with me. I think I'm gonna do like 4 or 5 videos this week. All right, you guys, be cool. I'm out.
Well, don't be talking to me with that idea, goddamn. Call me Bud. Say shit like that, very good, very good. This is a shit just talking about, you get it up. You gotta say some shit. That's you. You can't just like some. You can't. No, you can't. Because you pointed out, oh shit, I'm liking this shit. It is. Okay, that means no. Right now, I said, man, he ain't even there. That's how fast he leaves. But there you go. See, you just then you look, then you want to compound it with some old bullshit. And it's funny to you. You know, it's funny. You say some bullshit, then you compound it with more bullshit, and it's funny. That's funny to you, right? Well, why do you say that shit? I'm just, no, you didn't mean to say it. Do something else. Okay, look, like I said, this is
Okay.
up, man? stop this with your number. This number ain't your number. I mean, your prefix. Look at it. Let me tell you, my dog files that she gave you with the audio book is just gone. It's just a completely gone. I don't got no way to get you out of place to get the kids to be in. You got to go for that, huh?
Jesus, God tends, they have mutual respect, and I'm not Thank you.